The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I'm so glad that you decided to be part of my great outdoors, as I am part of your great outdoors. Oh, my goodness gracious. Talk about busy times this time of the year. We're going to talk about some fishing that's coming up later on in the show, but this is our championship show. You're saying our what? Yep. Yeah, on this week's Chauncey's Great Outdoors, it's our championship show. We have the winners of the Bassmaster Classic and the Red Crest Tournament on one show. Both these tournaments were back-to-back, which is not easy on the media, I can tell you that, let alone the sponsors and everybody else that's involved. But, you know, we didn't want to wait to bring you these two individuals onto the program because they are both great people, salt of the earth, down to earth people that I just enjoyed so much talking to and spending some time with. It is just so, so cool. First, we're going to have on Justin Hammer, who won the Bassmaster Classic. Then following him, we're going to have Dustin Connell, both Alabama boys, who won the back-to-back Red Crest Tournament championships. He won one last year, and he won the same championship tournament this year. And let me tell you, the guy was unbelievable on his take. I mean, one day total fish, 83 pounds. Woo! Oh, my goodness gracious. They were jumping in the boat. He wasn't fishing. He was catching. Right? And I am sure you're going to enjoy it and have some fun with me with the interviews and stuff like that. It's just it's a great time. Both guys, I like them both. And I just had so much fun. And then, of course, on the last part of our show, we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report and some other reports that are going on, maybe one or two, press notifications that I've gotten that I want to make sure you're all aware of, especially that you need your new fishing licenses. Mm-hmm. Yes, get those fishing licenses if you haven't gotten them yet. But you got to remember to tell all your friends to stay tuned and listen to either Chauncey's Great Outdoors on the ESPN app for Chicago, or go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the word podcast. Click. And when you do that, you're going to hear today's show, and you can see a number of shows behind that are all available to you to listen. And it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Can't beat that. Oh, and don't forget, like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So, you know, sit back, enjoy the time, and let's talk about a few other things. You know, one of the big, really big things that are coming up right now, I know, this is such a terrible thing to think about, but do you know that it's almost non-existent? And what I'm talking about is smelt season in Chicago. That's right. Smelt are it comes from the grayling family, believe it or not. It's not a minnow. It comes from the grayling family. But many years ago, it's an invasive species. It came in through a lake that over flooded out in Michigan, and it just populated the Great Lakes to the 10th degree. And it was so, so much fun. You fish them in Illinois with these, let's say, 6 by 8, 10 foot nets that you run in and out of the water. In Michigan, you stand in the cold water in the creeks and on the shore of Lake Michigan, and you use a long-handled net that's got a very fine mesh to it, and you put that in the water, and you bring it up, put it in, bring it up, and you hopefully get some smelt that way. But smelting is so much fun. As a kid, this is what I wanted to talk about, smelting, for a few minutes. As a kid, my parents, we used to go down several times during smelt season, and as a matter of fact, I'll tell you that because of smelt and perch fishing, that's where my want to do what I'm doing today came from. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, we'd go down to 51st, we'd go down to planetarium and stuff, and, you know, myself, my brother, my mom, dad, and some other cousins would all go down and have a great time. They got the Coleman lanterns popped up and going. You may have even had a Coleman white gas stove cooking something on the grill, or hot dogs in a big pot, and the kids were running around having a great time, and, you know, you'd catch these smelt, and they pull the nets out, and you'd pull the smelt out and throw them in a bucket, and they almost smelled like fresh cucumbers in my mind. I know, you're all thinking I'm weird, but they smelled like fresh cucumbers. And it was such a cool thing to do. And we, you know, you'd let the net back in. We used to love going, as I got older, went up to the planetarium area and, you know, started fishing there. Not that it was better. It was just the most beautiful view of the lakefront. And all the, you know, tourism buses would stop above us, and they'd come down. And, you know, we had to have what we were doing and pictures written in several different languages. So we would hold it up to show them, and they, oh, that's cool. Oh, thank you. And thousands of photos were taken of us. So it's smelting became fun. Smelting became a family experience. You may not have seen somebody for a year, but when you went down to that spot on the lakefront, within 10, 20 feet, that old buddy that you spent a lot of nights down there with was standing there waiting for you to talk to him. And that's one of the little things about the outdoors that people don't talk about, but it's really cool. But to jump back to when we were talking about, you know, what I'm doing today is because of smelt and perch fishing. Every day I would run to the grocery store by my house, and there was a newspaper called the Chicago American, and you'd open it up, and there would be a little column, a little, you know, one paragraph column, Mr. Schmelt in this season now, you know, March, April, May. And then once May started, there was a little one paragraph saying how perch fishing was on the lakefront and how smelting was on the lakefront. And oh my God, from that day forward, I wanted to be Mr. Perch and Mr. Schmelt, and tell people where to go fishing. You can't beat that. You cannot beat that. That is such a cool thing. And, you know, and that's where my love of getting outdoor information out to people probably started. I did not think of that until I started talking to you today on the show about all the cool stuff that, you know, spun around smelting and perch fishing in Chicago for me. And then, oh my goodness gracious, I have to tell you, when I was doing a television show for CLTV, I mentioned on the show that my Girl Scout troop, my daughters are in a Girl Scout troop, they were going to come down and sell cookies on the lakefront to the smelt fishermen. Well, they sure as heck didn't have to walk far, because those smelt fishermen do two things. They enjoy something in a glass, but they really like to eat. And these girls, so all their cookies, I'm not kidding, cases of them, probably within 50 yards of the lakefront that they walked. And some of the girls even said, hey, are you, you know, you Chauncey's daughter? We heard him on the show talking about you're going to be down here. So once again, it just shows you smelting was much more than trying to catch these silver-looking fish that taste great. Oh, my gosh, they taste great. And I've got probably the ultimate smelt story I've gotten. I'm going to tear up on this one. When we became pregnant with our first daughter, our first child, I stopped at my parents' house and said, hey, you know, I whispered into my dad's ear, he's going to be a grandpa and stuff. And he didn't react, which was kind of interesting. He was kind of like eating dinner. And my mom said, what'd you say to grandpa? And I said, oh, nothing. And he said, okay. What'd you say to dad, not grandpa? And I said, let's go, Mom. We go to the lakefront, and we're getting all set up to go fishing. And my mom's sitting on the rocks behind me, and I'm getting it all set up. And, you know, this guy was sitting next to my mom that, you know, we knew, and the two of them had a brown bag, and they were sharing what was in the brown bag, if you get my drift. And I turned to my mother and I said, Grandma, hand me that ball of string. And she looked at me puzzled and started talking to the guy again. I go, this isn't working. I said, Grandma, give me that ball of string. And I got this weird look. And finally, I got real not cursed, but I was just like, grandmother, will you hand me that string? And she looked at me and said, are you kidding me? And I said, no, I'm not, grandma. That poor guy was getting hugged, kisses, and she was screaming on the lakefront. And this was before cell phones. And she goes, we got to go home. I got to call people. So even my first child, my first daughter, Sarah, was involved with smelt fishing on the Chicago lakefront. Oh, that was one wild night with my mother. I got to tell you that. It was priceless. Okay, well, we've covered that. Don't forget, we're going to have Aiden in the last segment of the show and a lot more information. Smelting starts April 1st. You got to nets go in at 7. You got to be gone by 1 a.m. That doesn't mean nets are coming out and you're walking up. You pack up and be gone by 12:30, okay? Make it easy on the policemen in the area. I'll tell you what, we're going to come back with a bunch of championship interviews. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We'll be right back, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on our championship weekend. And who do we have on? We have on the latest member of the Bassmaster Classic Champions, Justin Hammer. Ta-da!
Man, that sounds good. I've been waiting a long time to hear that.
Justin, congratulations and everything else that goes along with this, you know, being a Bassmaster Classic Championship. But, you know, it's something that doesn't happen overnight. You've worked at it for years, correct?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
You know, you've tried many different things. You've tried to work your way, you know, through it. It's just that you've had a real good start to this year with they've already had two elite contests, and I think one you were 14th in, and the other one was third.
Yes, sir. It has definitely been it's been a good couple months. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, a couple of things, you know, and it's so funny because I, you know, being at these tournaments for many years, you know, the first day everybody wants to know what you're, of course you're not going to tell everybody what you're using.
Trying to tell everybody, you know, we'll find that out later.
I want to walk up to the reporter and go, "Don't you understand? He's not going to tell you until Sunday."
Do you want me to lie to you or do you want the truth?
And, you know, so here you are. You've come in, you know, this year's Bassmaster Classic. Now you didn't win, but you came in excellent position for two other ones. But you're fishing a lake because you're from Alabama, from Northport, Alabama. Where is that in Alabama, by the way?
It's Tuscaloosa. Anybody familiar with, you know, Alabama football, they know Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for sure. So it's Tuscaloosa, Alabama, coming into Grand Lake, you know, I've never been there before, but from all the research I've done and things like that, it just seemed like a lake that would just be right at home for me because, you know, my home lake, Lake Tuscaloosa, it definitely doesn't have the size and quality of fish that Grand Lake does, but it has the same type of seems like every day is just a completely different day. You can't rely too much on, you know, doing the same thing day after day. The patterns change so much. So that's one thing that I'm very comfortable with, you know, having to make decisions on the water each day to kind of relocate and relearn what to do for that day.
Well, and that's exactly what you did, because here's on day number one, you came in, you know, first place. Right? You actually,
yes, sir.
You're one of only 10, I think it is, classic anglers that, you know, literally ran the pack 3 days in a row from the very beginning. And, you know, first of all, that's, you could put a big gold star on your report card for that one. But, I mean, you know, you go out there, you said you had a, I don't want to say terrible, let's just say you didn't have a stellar practice season on the lake.
Right. I definitely did not. I'll just go ahead and say it. It was terrible. Our final day of practice, I only caught two keepers.
Mm-hmm.
It was not very good. I really put in, you know, a lot of time in one area because our practice is so weird. It's so far in advance of when the actual tournament starts. You know, in springtime, 1 week ahead is such a big difference in how much things change. And, you know, kind of the pattern I figured out the, you know, our first 3 days of practice was in a certain area. And then we get that one day, Wednesday, a short day of practice just to kind of go and check everything out. And that's when I only caught like two keepers in the area I thought I was going to fish the majority of the tournament. And so I just basically scrapped all that, went to an area that I really only had one decent bite in, but I knew that it was an area that had multiple different ways I could fish and be able to learn the pattern for that day quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, it had the different, you know, channel swing, kind of bluff wall deals. It had laydowns. It had deep pockets, you know, that made the fish be pushed up in them, good secondary points, just a little bit of everything that I could maybe go through there, figure out the pattern for that day, and then kind of run with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's something. I know you were using your Garmin LiveScope, okay? So
yes,
you talk about the fish that were – you caught a couple of fish in like a creek, creek going up into a creek mouth, okay? And then you went back there the next day, and the weather changed. You had a little bit more wind, and you could see the fish on your LiveScope just ripping the bait fish apart. But they're saying, no, we don't like your bait, Justin.
It was – shocking to me. So the first day when I caught them so good in that creek, there was zero wind and there was zero bait in that creek. I mean, literally never saw a ball of shad or bait anywhere in that whole creek. And then day two, I knew the wind was going to blow a little bit and it was going to blow directly into that creek. So I said, you know, this is just going to make it better. It should push that bait fish in there. And it did. But they were so keyed in on whatever that bait was that they didn't want anything to do with what I was throwing. Mm-hmm. I threw a whole boat at them, and I just could not make them bite my stuff.
I know, and so you know, I'm comparing this to now I know you don't do this much in Alabama, but ice fishing up north when we dropped the television cameras, little, you know, remote things down so you could see your bait under the ice, and you'll see big old fish come right up to your bait and look at it for 45 minutes and not move. I mean, I can understand your frustration looking at the live scope and going, what the heck is going on?
To say the least, because, you know, this time of year in Alabama, if I ever find, you know, that situation, it's game on.
Mm-hmm.
And, now, I have seen it, like, in the fall time, they get so keyed in on that really, really small bait, you know, that might only be, like, an inch long, and it's just so hard to, you know, replicate what they're feeding on, and you just can't get them to bite, but that's usually such a fall-type deal that it really shocked me seeing that in the springtime like this.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, you know, day two, you still came in with a good limit. Five fish, you're still holding on to first place. Are you saying to yourself, what's going on here?
I don't know why, but I had a very, very peaceful feeling all week. I never got, you know, spun out or anything. I was just relaxed and comfortable with every decision I made. And you know, like you said, I couldn't get those fish to bite on day two in that creek, and I literally just switched gears and went to a different area and started fishing super shallow brush piles. I mean, in like 3 to 5 foot of water on shallow flats, which is basically totally opposite of what I was doing on day one, and that's how I caught that 20 pound for day two. So I knew that day three was probably going to be the same, that, you know, those conditions was going to change again, and I'd have to basically go find some new fish again, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, see, this is the interesting part about it, Justin. You know, I have, for 20-plus years, I have, you know, been around, interviewed everything with so many classic anglers and other tournament anglers, and, you know, some of them are just, you know, they're very intense. And you, yes, you're intent on fishing and you're intense on it. But, you know, you just, at the end of your second day, you just said, you know, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to play with some geese and catch some big bass and just have fun. That is the best line I've ever heard.
I think that's just when I'm fishing my best. When I'm relaxed and truly having fun, because at the end of the day, I'm able to fish for a living. And if that isn't fun to you, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to see the guys that, you know, kind of get away from what truly brought them to the sport in the past is just for fishing and how much we all love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to see that. And that's one thing. When I'm just out there and relaxed and having fun and doing what I love to do, it seems like things that can't go wrong.
Yeah, when you're in that zone and you're if you threw a hot dog on a hook, you would have caught a fish. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's like I'm just having fun out here. And I think this is where, when you watch the anglers on television, yes, they're out there casting, you know, and there's not a wasted movement or anything. You know, if you ever want to watch somebody perfection in at the bow of the boat, just watch Kevin Van Dam for 5 minutes, and you'll go, oh my God, there's not a second, an ounce, a movement that isn't plotted out. And he's not even thinking about it. It just works that way. And, you know, when you're out there having fun fishing, that's, to me, that is the best line, because so many anglers that, and you've known this from, you know, fishing tournaments for years, but when you get into this level of the classic, it's the biggest head game on the face of the earth.
It is. Oh, goodness. It gives me chills just thinking about it. But, gosh, this is such a mental sport. I mean, that is one of the big. Everyone can go out there. We're all good at casting, and we all have the same lures and, you know how to do the same technique. But it's what goes on between the ears, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That's decision-making.
Now
that's what makes the difference.
You said it wasn't until about the last hour of the last day that you really felt the vice going on your head, the pressure.
Yep, I did. All week long, I've just had that, you know, comfortable, relaxed feeling like I just knew it was going to happen. And I put myself in that situation of I had four or five really big ones that I hooked on that final day that came off.
And mm-hmm.
It got to me. I'm not going to lie. It got to me. I just felt like with those conditions that we had, you know, it was super, super windy. Usually on Grand Lake, from everything, you know, that I've heard and researched, that's the days that you can really catch a big bag. And I felt like, you know, losing those few fish in a row, that I kind of let it slip out of my hands and thought somebody was going to have one of those big charges.
Oh.
It stressed me out.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, here, everybody think, how many of you anglers are listening to me out there that, okay, if you go out there fishing, if it's a good day, you're having fun. If it's a little bit windy, yeah, you'll go. If you feel the wind is getting too tough, you're not going to go. Well, these, you know, he was out there. You know, here it is. I'm not kidding you. He's out there fishing in 20 to 30 mile an hour winds with some gusts up to 40 miles an hour. I mean, you're holding on to your, you know, rod in the, you know, seat of your pants at times out there, aren't you?
My hat actually kept flying off my head. One time it flew off because I went to set the hook on a fish, and when I set the hook, my hat went flying, and it was just, I mean, going across the top of the water. I had to actually, I had to go catch it. That was my lucky hat.
You can't, can't lose that lucky hat.
Absolutely. But, yeah, that's just how brutal it was out there.
And,
but hey, a fish will like it like that. It just breaks the water up so much that mm-hmm. they don't get a good look at your bait. And, you know, usually that means some type of weather system is coming in, and those fish can feel it. And whenever that barometric pressure starts dropping like that before
mm-hmm.
before those storms come in, and it gets them going.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, it's funny when you're bringing your fish in for weigh, and I know you guys all talk to each other. I know you do. And, you know, hey, yep. What do you think you got? Oh, I think I got 22 pounds. I think I got 15 pounds, 18 pounds, you know, maybe 18 and a half pounds. You're talking together. And I've got to tell you this. One of the great stories, I was walking Mike Iaconelli back to the press media center, and we were listening to the weigh-in of Kevin Van Dam. And Iaconelli looks at me and he goes, you know, Chance, I always overestimate my weight. And Kevin Van Dam always underestimates his weight. And when I read your note about that, you know, that's what you're doing. It's like you underestimated, and so everybody wasn't expecting the final weight that you had, because you're just like, I know, it's not, you know, I had 3 pounders or 4 pounders, you know.
Hey, we got to leave them guessing, right?
all I can say is Mike lost to a quarter of an ounce that day.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm, this is so cool. And, you know, I wish you all the luck and all the, you know, throughout the tournaments throughout the year. And we're going to try to keep in touch with you, if you don't mind, on Chauncey's Great Outdoors with you to, you know, keep abreast of what's going on with Justin Hammer and his quest to continue being the one of the greatest fishermen for 2024 on the face of the earth. Boy, that's a lot of pressure on you, dude. I want you to know that.
Oh, man. All the pressure's gone now. I got this trophy riding right beside me.
That's true.
We are good.
Are you and Christina going to take a little bit of time off and just enjoy the time?
So our next elite tournament, I leave for it next Friday. So I've got about a week and a half. We're going to try to just let it sink in, but there's still a lot to do. And, you know, the season isn't over, so...
Right.
Maybe once the season's over, we can kind of really take a break. I can't wait to take my little girl. She wants to go to Disney so bad she can taste it. And maybe now we can actually make that happen. So can't wait to spend time with them, and it's going to be good.
Well, you know, I personally know the Mouse and Winnie the Pooh, so if you need some help, don't be afraid to call me. And
I will take you up on that offer.
And have fun with them. Relish in the win, but relish in the pride that Christina and your daughter both have in you. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. And if you ever want to call again, I'd be more than happy to do this. Thank you so much.
Justin, thank you for answering the call. Everybody, Justin Hammer, the winner of the Bassmaster Classic 2024 that was done in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with the lake 90 miles away.
You got there.
You know, Grand Lake of the Cherokees. Once again, this is a name you're going to want to listen to. And remember the line, I just want to go fish and have fun. That's the kind of angler you want to follow. Thank you, Justin, for being on.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Hey, this is Captain Andy of the Time Bandit from the TV show Deadliest Catch. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and here on ESPN, I've got to tell you, on the phone with me right now, this man is going to, he's going to have rings on his fingers like Michael Jordan, and he's going to have a seven repeat. We've got Dustin Connell, who won the MLF Red Crest Championship about a week and a half ago, wasn't it? 2 weeks ago.
That was it, man. I appreciate you having me. Yep. We're on the tail end of Red Craft, and it was a great week.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But, you know, a couple of things before we talk to him. Dustin won last year, and he won this year's. And, I mean, you know, we're talking repeat here, man. You and Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it's been really, really good. We're a two-time Red Craft champion. That's the only one out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just means a lot to me and my family, and it's awesome to see, you know, the career kind of develop the way it has.
Oh, it has, and you've done exceptionally well, and you fished in, and what people don't realize is, when you fish these tournaments like this, it is not easy. Yes, you're out there fishing. Oh, you go, I'll go out there and catch some fish. No. There's a whole head game that goes on because you're in competition. You've got everything. You've got the pressures of TV cameras on your boat, the pressures of those things you want to swat in the sky, those drones flying all around you. And, I mean, this is not just going out and fishing for fun.
It's pretty high intense. It's a lot of intensity, you know. A lot of preparation, a lot of time away from home. You don't get much sleep, I can tell you that. You know, no. It isn't going out there waiting on a bobber to go under. You know, we're wide open. We're trying to make things happen on the water. We're running our boats around and just trying to find the fish and catch them. And it's very competitive, very, and it's a lot of work. But that week panned out just perfect. It was on Lay Lake here in Alabama. I am from like 30 minutes from Lay Lake, and it was cool to get it done in front of a hometown crowd.
Well, the hometown crowd and everybody in your family and cousins are all showing up, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was awesome.
Now, you know, one of the interesting things, Lay Lake is a dammed lake that you have to play not just what the fish you think are doing, but what what they're going to open the dam and let water in, let water out. That it changes everything every 20 minutes, it seems like, in my mind, you know, with current, with pushing fish left, pushing fish right, pushing them into the shallows, pushing them into the deeper. I mean, how do you transmit all this through your brain, Dustin? Because it's got to be like a computer working. What am I going to do next?
Yeah, fishing changes every hour, if not every minute. The wind may blow. It may trigger a fish to bite, or you may have some current roll down the river. The biggest thing that helped me this week was experience on these bodies of water. You know, I understand what current does to these fish. I understand where they go, and it pushes a lot of the bait fish around, and you kind of know what the bait fish are going to do. But it honestly, you can't explain it. It's just a lot of trial and error on the water.
One of the things that you said, and I immediately thought of this one friend of mine. He, when you go fishing with this friend, he's no longer with us. His name was Frank. When you went fishing with Frank, you get all set up. You make three or four casts. If you don't have a fish, he says, oh, time to go. We got to pull everything. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, Frank, we didn't even fish it. No. We got to find we need to find the active fish. We need to find the fish that want to eat. And that's exactly what you said in the interview in the press conference. You said, hey, if I got 50 spots I want to check, I want 100 spots to check. I don't want to, I'm not looking for that one fish. I'm looking for a group of fish that are kind of in competition to eat, so they're going to be a little bit more willing to strike baits. And that's where I want to try my spots. And Dustin, it was like somebody opened the door and a light went on the fridge with me when you said that.
Yeah, it's all about trying to find the right recipe. When you have the right water color and the right bait, and when I say bait, you have the right presentation of your bait. You have, the bait fish around, trying to imitate those. And then, honestly, just really being great with your electronics and knowing what's going on at the time. But a lot of strategy involved, too. You have to know when to leave and when to go. And I just let the fish tell me what to do.
Yeah. You listen to the fish. They talk to you, right?
100%. They call me up on the water and say, hey, come over here. It's all about trying to get a bite ratio going. Like, hey, I had 2 bites doing this. I had 5 bites doing this. And then it's a process of like, all right, this ain't good. This side of the lake isn't good. Springtime's tough fishing, man. It's great. It can be very good, but it can be very tough because the fish are in transition. They're trying to spawn this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get ahead of them and let them come to you, it can turn out great.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I was watching on the screen and watching the numbers and watching you and stuff like that, it's you when you're out there, you're hitting all these spots because you're trying to increase your percentage. And I thought that was an amazing statement by you. It's like, I'm not just chucking and winding or thrown into an area that I think they are. I scope it, look at it. Don't have enough. There's not enough action going on there. I want to see where a group of them are. And you work that harder. And then literally what people, they fish 4 days. The first 2 days, it's 50 anglers, 50 anglers. Then it drops. And then the final day, it goes to what, the top 20, wasn't it?
Top
10. And, Dustin here, everybody, he doesn't just catch. He goes out on a machine. He was 30 pounds ahead of the guy behind him. I mean, I said to somebody in the press room, I said, I would have laid down and taken a nap for a while.
Yeah, it was incredible. And I caught them in that area like that. I mean, I haven't caught them that way in the past right there, but I've caught a lot of fish in that same area over the years. But that was just the right recipe. Like I said earlier, it was perfect. It was cloudy, a little bit rainy. It had a lot of fish up in the water column. And right place, right time. And it was on the right day, championship day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, to win by 30 pounds, I mean, that is – and your second Red Crest. I mean, I know you won the first one last year, and you're very proud of it and everything else, but this one you even said on the stage, you said, this one is special to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to win this one. You probably wanted to win it big, but I didn't think you were going to win it that big.
Yeah, I was. That this tournament has been on my radar since they announced it 1 year ago.
Mm.
And I've had a lot of sleepless nights about it, a lot of anxiety, and I'm just anticipation of it, and just trying to keep your head in the game. And now that it's over, it's so satisfying knowing that you did your job, and it turned out perfect. You made all the right decisions, It wasn't by happen chance. You made everything work despite all the pressure, and that's what is satisfying to me.
Yeah, and that's why you've got two championship, you know, trophies. To say that you did the work, you did the research, you thought about this, and you're even open enough. And I got to, this is where anglers need to realize this. Okay, you have, and I'm not saying that the lake was your home water, okay? But you fished it a lot. And even these anglers out there who say, oh, no, that's my home water. I fish a lot. I know everything about it. You're zipping across the lake, and you go, whoa, what's that? And it was kind of a big, flat, rocky area you never saw before. And you said, hey, I got to stop here. I got to check this out. And you caught fish off of it. And you caught some successful fish off of it. So that just shows you're open to anything that comes at you.
I've always tried to keep an open mind. And I feel like we need to do that as anybody that loves any sport. You know, mm-hmm. if you're only good at hitting fastballs, you have to keep an open mind and just be expected for the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, curveball, slider, changeup, you got to know, like, hey, it's almost comes second nature. Like, all right, don't step forward. Wait. And that's the same way in fishing. You have to just comes kind of instinctual, and you kind of are intrinsically making moves on the water because you know this place ain't good. Let's go to another one, and you don't even think about it. So yeah. It's been very good. God's been good to me, and I'm just looking forward to the rest of the season.
Oh, good. Yes, me too, because we're going to keep following you and stuff like that. And, you know, it's not that you just stayed with one bait. You literally, as you moved constantly to all of your different, you know, spots that you had plotted out that you wanted to make sure you hit, you know, the first day we're using a lot of jig baits, minnow baits, swim baits, you know, then the second day, I think you went to a spinner a little bit you were doing a little bit better on a spinner bait. The third day you were on scroungers, shads, spinner bait, double willow spinner baits, that a lot of flash, a lot of action, a lot of speed. And it's like, that shows you had to keep tweaking it while you're on the fly. And that shows a good fisherman in my mind. Doesn't that really show?
Yeah, you got to move with the fish and just kind of know. And I caught them on a spinner bait, a scrounger head. I caught them on a jig head, you know, with a minnow on there. I guess mm-hmm. say. But it's Rapala has a new lineup called Crush City. It's a lineup of soft plastics, and I won that tournament on a bait called a Mooch Minnow, which will be out at ICAST this year in Orlando.
Yep.
And they'll be available at retailers in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But I won that tournament on that, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell everybody that when I was sitting in the photographer, the mosh pit in front of the stage with all the media and photographers taking photos here, I think it was your mom was there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And there was nothing going to stop that woman from getting up on that stage.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
She would have crawled right up the front of the stage and were yelling, no, go around the truck, go around the truck. Oh, okay. But she was ready to go up and over onto that stage. And it was so much fun. That's the fun part about the weigh-in, is to see you and your family having a great time. I hope you take some time off and just, you know, maybe you got to shut the phone off after talking to me and just relax for a few more days and then start up with the next one in a week or two. But you and your family just need to enjoy this, have some fun, relax, and just have a second glass of sweet tea or a cup of coffee.
Absolutely. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to do a little turkey hunting coming up soon. But I appreciate you having me today.
You're welcome.
Hopefully we talk again here soon.
Oh, you probably will, and I'll be going turkey hunting myself in about 2 weeks because I got one double bearded one I got last year, and I'm going to try to get me another double bearded one.
Sounds good, man. Well, I really appreciate it, and we'll talk again here soon. Thank you.
All right, you take care. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Oh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, Illinois, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa.
Trolling, 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 trolling.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our championship show with champions from the Red Crest Tournament and from the Bassmaster Classics. Both of them are really cool guides. And, you know, just keep listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors because we'll have them both on again because I'm sure they're going to be winning more and more tournaments and they both seem to be a lot of fun to talk to. Let's get the Aiden Fishing Report because we're tight on time today. Too much talking with the pros there, I guess. But Aiden says, Papa, I hope everything's okay. Dad and I took a ride down to
the Muskegon area, and we saw a few steelhead and brown trout on spawn sacks for the pier guys. Boat anglers were caught brown trout with orange and pink lures, and they were fishing with less than 20 feet of water along the shoreline. My friend's dad, who mom went out near the St. Joseph area by their pier, and they said they had a little bit bigger boat, so they were able to get out. They got coho salmon and brown trout, but not too much was action on the pier head. They did tell us they took a ride up to the St. Joe River in Berrien Springs, and they saw steelhead that were being caught on spawn and lures. Hope to see you next weekend when we come to Chicago. Let's have some fun and do some cool things. Love, your fishing magician and hockey star, Aiden. Well, thanks, Aiden. And that report was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Well, you heard me talk about smelt fishing at the beginning of the show with my mom and the kids and everybody. But once again, starts at 7 on April 1st, runs 30 days, and you got to be out by 1. Really, get out by 12:30. Okay, that would be the best thing. Heideke Lake is definitely opening up April 1 also coming up here. Probably see some crappies, and, you know, the water's not as good, but, it needs more water in there, but it's just a smidge harder than it was last year. Let's not get excited. Don't forget, there's catch and release but rainbow trout going on at 58 different lakes, ponds, and areas throughout the state of Illinois. Go to my Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors page, and you'll see all of the listing of all the lakes in Illinois that are getting trout for that opening day, which is April 6th. April 6th. Aiden will be in for that. Maybe we'll check that out. That'll be a lot of fun. My buddy Ken Husker O'Malley said, Chauncey, we're catching some fish and having a good time doing it. A lot of ponds are releasing some crappies and panfish. Up on the chain of lakes, we got a report that the boaters with shallow boats, not your big boats, shallow boats, are working and picking up nice crappies, perch, and bluegill in good numbers and good sizes up on the chain of lakes. Count me in. I'm ready to go, guys. That sounds like a cool thing. Northern Wisconsin got hit again by some heavy snow. So, I mean, there's about a foot of snow on the far northern part of Wisconsin ground, so we'll keep an eye on that. And fishing's pretty quiet up there. That's all I'm going to say. It's a little bit on the quiet side. It will get better. Well, we did that. Whoop. Yeah, it's coming to that time of the show. I can hear the flute playing, which means I'm leaving you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend Sitting Bull. Not really. I like to call him my friend. But he said, behold, my brothers, the spring has come and the earth has received the embraces of the sun. And we shall soon see the results of that love. We already are. We've got those flowers popping up. We've got mushrooms popping up. We got crappies in the ponds. We got bluegills in the ponds. It's spring in the upper Midwest. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, everybody. Take care.